First, a story that could be out of a John le Carré novel. The Kremlin says it has nothing to do with the poisoning in London of a Russian ex-spy. Alexander Litvinenko is clinging to life in a British hospital. He fell ill earlier this month after meeting a contact at a sushi restaurant. That contact claimed to have information about the murder of Russian journalist Anna Politkovskaya. Litvinenko, who's been an outspoken critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was looking into Politkovskaya's murder in Russia. John Steele of London's Daily Telegraph joins me now from London. And first of all, Mr. Steele, how is Mr. Litvinenko doing? Will he survive?
Well, the latest word today was that his condition had deteriorated slightly, and he's in an intensive care unit in a London hospital. The word over the last few days is that 50-50, and the next few days will be crucial. It appears that the toxin in his body has been identified. They know what they're dealing with.
So what is this poison that they've identified?
Well, the reports, including comments from a toxicologist last week, have said I've identified it as thallium, which is, I understand, a kind of heavy metal toxin, which is poisonous in small amounts.
Well, give us the story of what happened. He met this contact. Who is this contact, and why was he meeting him?
Well, he met an Italian man he knows, who he's dealt with before on the issue of alleged involvement by the Russian secret services in Italy. The story that has come out so far is that he met the man to be given some information about the murder of the woman journalist in Moscow. The finger of suspicion, it has to be said, that nobody's saying it was the Italian man he met, but there may well have been other meetings, or he may well have come into contact with other people. One of the things that the Scotland Yard detectives will want to do, though, is they will look at the time frame for how it works, and they'll try and piece together all his movements and all his contacts in that period.
Well, he and his friends say that the Kremlin is behind this, and how credible is that?
Well, then we are back into, as you said in your introduction, into Le Carré territory. They plainly believe that, and he has been a thorn in the side of the Putin regime. There is no doubt about it. He not least, I think, because he plainly has entered the arena of the Chechen politics, which are deeply controversial in Russia. But conclusive proof is rather thin on the ground. There are denials coming out of Moscow. You could say, well, they would say that, wouldn't they? But I think we're a long way from knowing the truth of what happened here. And there are experts, well, people put themselves up as experts on the way Soviet Union and now Russia operate abroad, who said this is unusual for what the way they would operate. But certainly that is the suspicion, the very clear suspicion of Mr. Litvinenko and his family and friends.
John Steele of London's Daily Telegraph, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.